The creation of the second full-length album from Deer Hunter was apparently a completely exhausting process in more ways than one, with the band going through personal, financial, and psychological turmoil during the course of a nearly two-year period. Cryptograms is the resulting effort, a 12-track release that veers back and forth like a series of wild mood swings, morphing from billowy clouds of ambience to noise-damaged rock tracks, and a second half that seems to hone in more closely on psych-touch dance rock. To be sure, it's yet another surprise from the usually more ambient-focused Cranky label, but it's easy to hear the connective tissue that connects Deer Hunter to other artists on the label as well. After opening the release with an eerie, pitched warbling track of lo-fi electronic drones, the release really takes off in full, with the album titled Cryptograms. Starting out with waves of dry, rippling guitar and filtered vocals, the track explodes about a third of the way through with a gut-rumbling bass line that dances all over the place while sprays of guitars blast out. The remainder of the track folds the two sides of the song over on themselves and sprints to the finish, reaching a fever pitch before dissolving into feedback washes. The first half of Cryptograms keeps up this back-and-forth action, alternating between lush ambient pieces like White Ink, Providence, and Red Ink, and noisier rocking moments. All three of the softer tracks work similarly, mixing everything from filtered bells and field recordings over the top of delayed guitar-based ambient pieces that find just the right space between haunting and soothing. Between those pieces are the noisier guitar tracks that work a similar formula as the one the group stated on the album titled song. Both Lake Somerset and Octet definitely have their moments, but ultimately end up feeling a bit too unfocused, especially since they're surrounded on all sides by even more spacey material. As mentioned earlier, the latter section of the release finds the group moving in a slightly different direction, and it's really when they're at their most promising and successful. Strange Lights is easily the most poppy song on the entire release, clocking in at a lean 3.5 minutes. The entire song is cloaked in a hazy shroud of reverb, but like great Jesus and Mary Chain tracks that are built in the same way, the hooks still manage to latch in.
What direction should we choose?
Both Hazel Street and Heatherwood are even better, as both tracks strip back the fog just slightly to reveal propulsive rhythm sections, more dreamy vocals, and just enough spectral flourishes to highlight the downright dancey feel of the pieces. Although it's definitely a bit bipolar, Cryptograms still gets high marks for offering up a slew of great tracks, and actually gaining strength the longer it goes on. It's a great second album for the group, and an even further widening of the cranky sound.